11 years down the line, the A3C Festival celebrates the diversity of hip-hop across the country and sometimes the world. This year, headliners like De La Soul, 2 Chainz, and the Dungeon Family will blast from the Old Fourth Ward, and curated showcases will feature the big hip-hop innovators of today. On the flip side of the nighttime concerts, A3C is also a conference where hip-hop heads can get an education in the industry. Producer Gabby Watts spoke with the director Mike Walbert about the 5-day event. He started by talking about A3C's origins.
Yeah, it was a showcase for, you know, local hip-hop artists, which there are dozens of. And really was an aha moment when I went to South by Southwest. And I was like, oh, wow, this is such a cool experience and format, but why isn't there anything like this for hip-hop? And, you know, looking around and you just didn't see it out there. So it's been a slow growth to that, but this has been the vision, right? This has been a vision of, like, we know we have a music component where artists are discovered, up-and-coming artists are showing, legends are coming back and connecting with people. And so we knew we had that as, like, we call that the backbone of A3C. But what we've been really interested in is growing this, you know, platform for people to learn about, you know, learn about the past, learn about, you know, what the culture is doing, and learn about trends, and learn about how to make this a business, but also learn about, you know, the grander side of hip hop culture, which is social justice and, you know, what hip hop's been used to do and do good in the world.
Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record. Step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record. Step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did.
So you have people coming in from all over the country, and you have this showcase idea where you have somebody, an organization, or a person will curate a series of performers. So do you find in those showcases that certain regions are highlighted? And also, I guess on top of that question, is regionalism in hip-hop as strong as it used to be?
Man, historically, it's tough to say. I think what you're seeing even in certain regions are even like micro trends that are really popping up. And I think because of the internet, you could say that, you know, I'll hear artists that I think are from a certain area and you find out they're from somewhere else. And I think they're influenced obviously by different artists. I think you are seeing kind of micro trends, but you also have cultural influences that you really do hear through the music. And we actively search for different curators in different places because we want to highlight trends in certain places, because I think if you're not in a main media market, a lot of really talented artists are overlooked. So if you're from Tennessee, if you're from, you know, middle America, Texas, the UK, Toronto, it's really hard to like break through. It's really hard to like get an audience.
Represent the basement, raised up, cageless, limitless, reminiscent of rapists. Boundaries got none. Rock, paper, shotgun. Octung, baby, not an ADD 80s baby. I'm not from rated G catering errors. I was the type of New Yorker rhyming the night in the park and hiding the knife in the hair. And even though mama was careful, I would be fighting so often.
So is there a particular showcase that you're excited about that kind of features one of these small micro trend areas?
There's a handful that I'm excited about. I always like seeing showcase from other countries. So we have a Canadian showcase from Bud Entertainment. We got a UK showcase. And I just like kind of hearing, like, you know, what hip hop sounds like in other places. I know it's kind of weird, but even like hip hop with like a UK accent, it's like hilarious. Like, it's awesome. Like, I think it's great. And it just speaks to the impact that hip hop's had around the world. I'd love to see more of that. We've done international showcases in the past. We don't have one this year. And it's not from a lack of trying. It's from a lack of like finding the right curator to, like, you know, bring great talent to the U.S. It's not easy. In the future, I'd love to see more like African hip-hop showcase and, you know, Asian hip-hop showcase and, you know, just kind of a spattering of that.
And so it seems, I guess this is maybe part of the ethos of trying to find cool, interesting things that are going on in places you wouldn't expect, because it seems with a lot like with the conference, with the showcases, even with the t-shirt designs, you're always asking people to submit ideas. So why do you do that? I mean, you're seeking out people, but you're mm-hmm. also trying to get people to come to you, it seems.
No, that's been our approach 100%. I'm super happy you said that, because we call this a wiki festival. And I'm not sure that's a term anyone else uses, but we really want this to feel like we just let it happen, in terms of like, we want everyone's fingerprints to be on this festival. We want the shirts to be designed by our fans. We want the showcases to be produced by the community. For us, that's the best way to stay on top of trends. That's the best way to get people excited about what you're doing. That's the best way to, and especially, you know, in hip hop, to me, trends start and end so quickly, and there's so much movement in the culture that in order to really kind of stay on top of it and to be relevant, you need to open this up to influencers. I mean, if there was a team of three people in our programming team booking 1,000 artists, 70 showcases, and, you know, 50 panels, it would be awful. It would be a horrible festival, because it would sound like everything we wanted to hear. And that's not what's relevant. It's, even if we don't necessarily like a showcase, for whatever reason, if we're like, yeah, I don't really like these artists, but they have a movement and they have a fan base and they have relevancy, then it has a place here. So it's not really about it having a certain vibe. For me, it's always about inclusion. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. Scrunch numbers with dust heads, seven figures in Buckhead. I get dough till it's enough bread. Money talk, so it's enough said. It was toom poom.
When did the conference side of the festival start?
We started doing panels probably like 2010, when we had like 3 or 4 panels, and we kind of just completely rolled the dice. And we're like, let's see if people come to these. So we did like 3 or 4 panels in 2010, and it was early before any of the shows started on, you know, we were asking hip hop heads to come out at like 11 a.m. to see a panel about like music licensing. And we were just like, oh my God, let's see how this goes. Like, this might be bad. But people really showed up, and they were hungry, and they were attentive, and the questions were great. And literally that year, we were like, this is huge. Like, this is, people are starving for this. Outside of like big markets, where are you going to learn about this stuff? In 5 days, you can really like soak up so much information, connect with so many people, you know, your peers, but also your, you know, the icons, the trailblazers, the influencers in your market, and learn a lot. So I think a couple of years later, we're like, this needs to be its own thing. This needs to live and feel and breathe, and people need to just have a place to do this. So we moved into a conference center. And then really this year, we rebranded as the A3C Festival and Conference. And I think at this point, it really is 50-50. We put a lot of time and energy into producing a really amazing conference and want people to have an experience like none other. That whole kind of combination is what makes this kind of special.
And so what are some of the topics this year that people wanted to know about?
Yeah, I mean, you got your kind of always your basics that are, what's the latest in contracts and licensing now that, you know, licensing changes all the time. Copyright stuff changes all the time. So kind of there's some legal and very like nuts and bolts type stuff. But this year we partnered with Morehouse to do this programming called The Formula, which is really talking about hip hop in classrooms, hip hop and social justice. And there's some really, really cool panels. Like there's a panel on drug culture, and we have the lead investigator with hip hop artists talking about music and drug culture and how it affects the streets. I mean, that's a really, really cool panel. And what I love, you know, we've kind of done in the conference a combination of education and entertainment. So that, and inside of that education, there's like conversations with Dame Dash and conversations with De La Soul. And those topics will talk on everything from business to history and stories to like real nuts and bolts questions. When it comes to being De La, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
So besides this partnership with Morehouse, which seems really cool, is there anything else in the festival, in the conference, that's different this year?
A3C Action is something we're really excited about. We opened up applications for a month, and we said, we're looking for ideas that use hip-hop, art, and culture to engage folks civically, you know, advanced social justice. What are you doing? You know, and really just said, please submit. And what we're offering is we've started a fund that we're going to give to these organizations. So we had over 60 applications, which is really cool, from 12 different states, a couple different countries. We're going to pick 5 organizations, give them travel stipends, put them up in the A3C hotel, give them a table at the conference to interact with people and engage with people, produce a pitch night where they're actually going to get in front of a curated audience where they're going to pitch their idea, their concept to people. And then we're going to put them on the festival grounds on Sunday, and we're going to invite the audience to vote. And it's literally like, this is a community fund. You guys are all voting for where that money goes. And we'll get them like a business card, and they'll put it in like a, you know, a box in front of each person. But it's like, we want it to be so transparent where like all we're doing is helping provide the resources, help provide a platform for these folks that we think are doing really cool stuff, that also other people think are doing really cool stuff. And then over the next year, we're going to track them quarterly, ask them how they're doing, what they're doing. We're going to give them resources, contacts, and really try to help get behind them. And whether it's something small or big, give them a chance that they probably wouldn't have had otherwise, and just be an engine for good. That's a big thing for us this year. I mean, committing that money for us, we're an independent, small organization, you know, committing money, time, resources, energy. Like, that's our way of just like putting our money where our mouth is and trying to do good. Because a lot of people talk about doing good, and we've been victim of that. Like, well, you know, we really want to do good. And then we're like, well, what did we do last year? And, you know, so like, this is our way of saying like, yeah, let's get in, like, let's do this.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking.
Thanks for having me. Don't sweat the technique.